Judith Moffat is in the studio with me tonight. She grew up here in Cincinnati and is an English professor, a poet, a Swedish translator, and the author of 12 books in 6 genres. These include 3 volumes of poetry, 2 of Swedish poetry in formal translation, 4 science fiction novels, plus a collection of stories, a volume of creative nonfiction, and a critical study of James Merrill's poetry. Her work in poetry, translation, and science fiction has earned numerous awards and award nominations, including a National Endowment of the Arts Creative Writing Fellowship in Poetry, a National Endowment of Humanities Translation Grant, the Swedish Academy's Translation Prize, and in science fiction, the John W. Campbell Award for Best New Writer and the Theodore Sturgeon Award for the year's Best Short Story. 2 of her novels were New York Times notable books. Judy now lives in Oxford and at her 100-acre recovering farm near Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. Tonight, we're going to talk about her current book of poetry, which is titled Tarzan and Kentucky. Judy, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks, Barbara. It's great to be here.
It's delightful to be with you. The title of your poem, which is a long one, is in 8 sections. So I'm going to ask if you would give us just a taste of it by reading the prologue, please.
Tarzan and the Apes. Prologue. Edgar Rice Burroughs. Louisville, 1950. The bored child drifts into Granny's parlor. Antimacassars. Upholstery with a stifling nap. Stacked, varnished, spool-legged table. Spools gleaned from the factory. Granny's a garment worker. Of china dogs. Thick oil her mother did in high school art. Bookcase on legs. Dark wood, glass doors, and stiff brass key. Nobody can have touched the deadly books in there for years and years, except to dust the spines. Not wondering why this household of sisters never married or long widowed, in black old lady Oxfords and gray buns, who only read the Bible, their devotions, and one, the Courier Journal, owns a bookcase for monkey paws to violate, the child squats on the rug and pries the sticky door out, more curious than hopeful. Book by gray books flipped open, neatly put away, shelf by dark shelf descended, boredom gapes trance-like again. When suddenly, between heartbeats, up from mildew-freckled green, 4 words speak faintly, Tarzan of the Apes.
Thank you. There's such inspiration in this poem, and I was taken immediately back to my 3rd grade teacher who read Kipling to us. But also, it's about a specific place, and I was right there in your granny's house from your description. I also want to say that in this book of poetry, place plays an important part, especially in relation to Bird's Head Farm, your farm in Kentucky. So you call it a recovering farm. If you could just briefly tell us what that means, but also the importance of place to you in poetry, in your poetry.
Well, recovering farm is just my term for what's going on with the place. It's astonishing, really, how quickly a piece of land begins to revert to its natural condition if you just leave it alone. My 100 acres were clear cut several centuries ago and have been farmed ever since then until 1999 when I showed up and took over. And I would have farmed it too if I'd had the means, but I didn't. So I let it alone. Now, 16 years later, what I have more resembles a young forest than a farm, as you would think of a farm. I let it do what it wanted to, and it turned out that what it wanted to do was make trees. And I think of it as recovering from centuries of being interfered with by human activity. And now it's coming back into what it used to be and will be again.
And so do you find, is it just in this specific volume of poems, or do you often find that place really is central to your poetry?
I don't know about central. It's certainly an important element. I've lived in a lot of interesting places. I spent years in Sweden, in England. In Sweden, I have a poem about attending the Nobel lecture that Saul Bellow gave the year he got the prize. Lots of settings in England, but particularly the title poem in my second book, Whinnymore Crossing, when I'm actually backpacking between youth hostels across the North York Moors. In Colorado, it was Rocky Mountains. And now, of course, in Kentucky, it's my farm.
There are several sections to this volume of poetry, Tarzan in Kentucky. I love that title. And I'd like to ask you to read Dawn Chorus, if you would, please.
Dawn Chorus, 1949. I'll just mention that I was 7 years old in 1949. Exposed and cold in bed, an open coffin. Eyes popped wide open to the pitch-black room. Ears strained to overreach its ringing gloom. I lay those nights, not every night, but often, in rigor. Over and over it would happen. Burglars were creeping up the creaky stair, were on the landing, in the hall, were there outside my door. The door was inching open. Till all but perished. Through the windows, cheep, thin glaze of pallor, cheep. The cocksure yes of tuning flutes would break at last, unmaking the spell of prowler's stealth, and let me sleep, wake to broad day, and skip downstairs at waking. My torment wished again. From consciousness.
There's another section of Tarzan in Kentucky. It has a poem in it that's entitled Spring Equinox. Would you read that for us, please?
Spring Equinox. Open one eye. It's dark. Again, less dark. The calendar and clock think it's begun. That now, right now, our equinoctial sun is bulging, gleaming, piercing through the murk. Somewhere beyond a pelting wall of water, the gold eye opens, and the clocks tell true. But here the dawn of spring 2002 means thick, dark sky, the eastern rim not brighter. Tonight will be no longer than today. Today, I'd meant to put a brave face on it. Get up, get out, be gladdened. Now it's spring. That was the plan. Things didn't go my way. Not choral cloudscapes, but this half-tone sonnet. Not daybreak, but a gradual lightening.
Thank you. Judy, it's been so interesting talking with you tonight. Thanks so much for sharing Tarzan in Kentucky with us.
Thank you.
I've been talking with Judith Moffett about her latest volume of poetry, which is titled Tarzan in Kentucky. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.